Leader of local indie pioneers, The Ecstasy of St. Teresa, and a successful composer of film scores, Jan P. Muchov is one of the most respected musicians and producers in the Czech Republic. He lives in the now hip Vršovice district and works in the nearby Vinohrady. And we begin our tour of Jan Muchov's Prague on the latter's Jiřího's Podjebrad Square, just around the corner from his relatively new studio.
Since I was young, it was my place I wanted to live, or at least as it is now, to spend most of the day, since I have a studio of my close by. I like this place because it's pretty close to big park. It's it's not like in a hall, it's like on a small hill, so you actually have a air here. And it's spacious, you know. It's not like old town, which I like, but in a different way. But I like this area much more because it's like space you can breathe. And I think the people are as well, don't feel like they are somewhere in the darkness, you know. They are smiling more, they are more enjoying themselves. And I think as well that you have actually places here to go to have a small sandwich or go for lunch or stuff, and so it's exciting.
Also, it's quite improved here. It seems to me there are more places to go, more little cafes. There's a great little bakery here now.
Yeah, and the farmer market, which is now from Wednesday till Saturday every day. I enjoy this by far more than, you know, some friends I have would be like Prague 7, Letnav. You know, Nazis, like, oh, it's the best place and blah, blah, blah. Rubbish, you know. I think we are on the right side of the river.
You mentioned that you have a studio here now. Previously, you had a studio in the city centre on the Smetchkach, which is kind of like the red light district of Prague. How does it compare being here just off the square?
I think it's pretty similar. It's like I'm just in the next street off a huge square. I was close to Wenceslas Square, which was supposed to be Prague Center, blah, blah, blah. But I started to study there in like 98, so the red light district wasn't there yet. You know, I think there was maybe one of the places by then, but it grew up so quickly, so it changed completely. I quite enjoyed to being in this small street when I started there, because it was like just one of the Wenceslas Square, but it was also pretty quiet, you know. And I was actually, it's next door to the huge famous, you know, studio where they all record the film scores and stuff, including like David Lynch and stuff, you know. So it was like quite interesting place to work. But as I said, after those like 15 or more years, I felt like actually the environment of my place, when I go out and if I want to go eat something as a vegetarian in this town, now it's much better, but it used to be quite tough. As well, in this point of view, I'm now much, much more sensible placed.
You don't live here, you live quite near here in Vršovice. Are you a Vršovice patriot?
Kind of, because like it wouldn't be completely honest by me. Like, actually, it would, but I mean, I'm born in Germany and I used to live in Jižní Město, you know, so I'm not born there, I'm not like, you know, but I'm a huge Slavia Prague fan, so I used to go to Slavia Stadium since I started to play football when I was like, I don't know, like 8 or 9, you know. It always was like the part of Prague I liked, and as I said, those like two neighbor areas have always were my places to go and to be and enjoy myself.
From Jiřího's Podjebrad, Muchov suggests we go for a coffee at Moment, which is hidden just behind the nearby park, Sadi Svatopluka Čecha. With an entirely vegetarian menu, Moment is one of a slew of cool modern cafes that have sprung up in the Czech capital in the last couple of years.
I'm a vegetarian for like, I don't know, 25 years. So it's quite tough sometimes. Well, it was quite tough in the like 90s and stuff. And it's much better now, thanks God, to be a vegan or vegetarian in Prague. And since this place is quite close from my studio, and it opened, I think it's like more than a year ago. And it's a vegan place, which is not like like how those like offensive.
It's not militant.
Yeah, you can see a sign of like we are a vegan bar, and you can come in if you eat meat or something. But it's just like if you want to order something, you just find out it's actually vegan. And I think that's exactly the way I communicate it with the world. I'm not trying to persuade somebody that they should have the same thoughts as I have, and they should like the music I like or I do, so it's the same way. And why I like it as well, it's because what they serve and how they serve it.
I was a vegetarian in this country in the 1990s. It was hard work, and I stopped because I was just bored. There was nothing to eat.
Okay. Yeah. I can understand, yeah. As I said, especially in just after the revolution was like almost just fried cheese, quite often it would be like fried cheese with salami or with ham, and they thought, oh, it's not me, it's just ham.
I had that experience myself also, yeah. Many times. But do you still find that's the case, say if you tour outside Prague, do you still find it's like that?
Of course, it's much better now, but still it's quite tough. As smaller towns you go, the more difficult it is. But of course, like some promoters by now are used to the fact that bands sometimes include vegetarian members, so in some places you actually don't have to take care yourself. But often in it, and it's more the case in Czech part of Czech Republic, often in the Moravian part they would look like, are you ill or something, because like meat is the real food for them. So but it's much better now.
And apart from Moment, what cafes do you like to go to in Prague?
Actually, the downside of my job is that you actually have to do this stuff, and you can't go too much out and talk with people. If I'm in a Prague center or centrish, I would go because my teenage years it's middle school called here. I spent all of the time actually in Cafe Slavia. So that's, of course, was my favorite place, and still is in the sentimental way, because you can see the Prague Castle from the window, you can see the river, and you see the National Theatre, and it's spacious. It's not like, and back in days you would have like, like 80 years old ex-actresses from the National Theatre come there to play the piano and sing the tunes from the years when they were on the stage. So it had a really nice atmosphere.
And what about if you do have some free time in the evenings? What bars do you like in Prague?
Yeah, so like from the new ones, definitely my favorite would be Public Interest, which is run by two of my friends. One is an architect and one is a film director. And you could actually tell by the way it's designed, the way what they offer and how they offer it, and how the whole bar is done. They really enjoyed it, and trying to make people enjoy the stay in the bar as well. So that would be my pick number one these days.
From Moment, it's a short tram ride to Radost FX, a complex that includes a cafe, lounge, and what after two decades is still one of Prague's leading nightclubs. Despite being a musician, Jan Muchov says he's been to the upstairs part 1,000 times more often than in the club, and we take a table in the lounge in the back.
For me, it was quite funny, especially interesting back in the 90s, because there would be actually place you actually meet the Prague expats and stuff, and you can train my English. I never had English in the school. I know English from the movies and from the songs. So that was actually my, English school, come to Radost and speak with people,
You were telling me that recently you were in the club for the first time in many years. Where do you go out to hear music in Prague?
Actually, with two kids and doing music all day, it's not actually your goal to go out to actually see bands or like hear new music. So more the sources of, to know music, it's, blogs and web, I guess. But if I go to, and I want to see bands playing live, it would be Acropolis, Roxy maybe. I'm quite would like to go to Forum Caroline, if I if there will be event from my list, I think like Acropolis by far is my favorite place to see bands.
Generally speaking, how do you find Prague as a city for live music?
I wish it would be even a bit more lively, but still it's far better than it was. Like I think in the break of like 90s, 2000, those first decade of 2000, because after the like huge, you know, enthusiastic change after the revolution, there would be bands playing all over Prague all the time. But then somehow I thought Prague went back to sleep, or like back to the, you know, pre-revolution time where you can actually hardly find anything interesting. And I think now it's a bit changing again towards the direction that actually if you look closely you can find interesting stuff, but you just have to know about it, which would be a bit difficult because it's so many sources where to find it, and in my age and with two kids and blah blah, you don't have that much time to search. But by now it's much better than it was, I guess, like 10 years ago.
My impression in the early or mid-90s in Prague was that a lot of artists came here kind of out of goodwill, or maybe curiosity.
Definitely, yeah. And was the same way opposite, you know, like Czech acts actually like breakthrough, or at least like travel and maybe play, or like, you know, have exhibitions and stuff outside the Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia by then. Definitely that was a big plus for Prague or Czechoslovakia by then, to actually see interesting bands and not just like, you know, I don't know, like Rolling Stones, but actually as well see bands at their, you know, like interesting periods.
Do you ever go to clubs anymore?
I do, but like it's quite rare.
I mean,
rare.
Like, you know, like here or just for dance music.
Oh, I'm not a big dancer, because once I saw a book title, "Tough Guys Don't Dance," and I stick to this, you know.
Okay, and that was the inimitable Jan P. Muchov talking to Ian Willoughby, or rather, taking him around the city of Prague, his Prague to be exact.